This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah. All right, today's reading is... Where's the file? Okay, this is going to be today's reading. All right, it's the Tanzih in the doctrine of Imam Malik. All right, very important concept here in the doctrine of Al-Imam Malik, and this is Aqeed of Ahl-Sunnah in general. So let's go to Jomo, you're up. Jomo, you there? All right, maybe he had to step out again. Baraka, you're up.
Which part should I recite?
Okay, start here. Read this for us.
Okay. Haddathana Ibn al-Qasim. Ibn al-Qasim.
Or if you continue on together, you say Haddathana Ibn al-Qasim.
Haddathana Ibn al-Qasim. Qala sa'altu Malika. مالكا عمن يحدث بالحديث.
Stop right here. This right here is a kasra under the shadda. يحدث.
يحدث بالحديث بالحديث الذي قالوا إن الله خلق آدم على صورته فأنكر ذلك إن كان
شديدا
ونهى أن يتحدث به أحد.
All right, good. So حدثنا ابن القاسم narrated. Who is ابن القاسم? He is an Egyptian man, young man, named Abdul Rahman ibn Qasim. He went, studied with Imam Malik towards the end of Imam Malik's life, and he had a maziyah, or a specific, unique quality, which was that he was a documenter. He documented everything that Imam Malik did, said and did, by a series of question and answer, which takes a lot of talent, because that means you have to gain the trust of the scholar. He's got to give you his time, and he became the one who was considered the number one authority on what Imam Malik actually said. And people would go to him after Imam Malik passed away, and they would write. And a man named Asad from Tunisia went and he did this. Okay, he wrote down, he did a question and answer with Abdurrahman ibn Qasim, and Abdurrahman told him everything Malik said. And then Asad went back to Tunisia to teach it. This book is called the Asadiyya. And then you have a man named Sahnoun. And he went and he did the same thing. But he took the Asadiyya with him and he said, I want to study it with you. So he studied it with him. And then Ibn al-Qasim said, actually change everything. Change this, change that. And then sent a message back and he said, tell everyone and tell Asad to stop using the old version and use this revised version, which means that Sahnoun would sort of get the credit. So this is a big test for Asad's sincerity on the matter, and Asad got upset. He said, no, I'm not buying this. You're some young guy. I've been around the block. Everyone's reading my book. Why should all of a sudden you take away my book? So he got upset, and he left, and he went to join the military, and he conquered Sicily, and he's buried in Sicily. He was the military general that conquered Sicily. So look at how glorious our Ummah used to be. I'm upset. I lost a little local battle. So let me just join a military and conquer an island. And that was what Asad ibn Furat did. So that's Ibn al-Qasim. Qala, سألت مالكا عمن يحدث بالحديث الذي قالوا. I asked Malik about this hadith which they say that Allah created Adam on his own image. فأنكر ذلك إنكارا شديدا. And Malik became, he approved of this. ونهى أن يتحدث به أحد. And he disallowed anyone from narrating it. And they told him, so-and-so narrates it. He keeps repeating it in all the circles and the khutbas and stuff. Malik said, he's not knowledgeable. So he knows the narration, but he's not knowledgeable on how to deal with it. Okay. Malik did not allow any hadith that gave the image that Allah has a physical image, right, that seemed that way, to be just transmitted like that and recited like that to the people, especially to the people. Now let's see more. All right, Jomo, you're back. Go ahead. Bismillah, you're up.
Bismillah. وَمَا تَمَنَّتُ
Good.
هَذِهِ رِوَايَةِ مِنْ كِرَاهِيَةِ مَالِكٍ لِرِوَايَةِ هَذِهِ الْأَحَادِيثِ الَّتِي يَقْتَدِي ظَاهِرُهَا التَّشْبِيهِ وَعِظَامُهُ أَنْ يُحَدَّثَ بِهَا مَثْلَ مَا
وُرِيَ
مثل ما روي من روي من الله خلق آدم على صورته ونحوها من الأحاديث فالمعنى من ذلك أنه كره أن تشاع روايتها ويكثر التحدث بها
التحدث بها
فيسمعها الجهال الذين لا يعرفون تأويلها فيسبق إلى ظنونهم أن التشبيه بها.
Very good. So وما تضمنته. This word dhimn, the root here is dhimn, bad, meem, noon. And that means dhimn is to be within something. Okay? وَمَا تَضَمَّنَتْهُ هَذِهِ الرِّوَايَةِ مِنْ كَرَاهِيَةِ مَالِكْ لِرِوَايَةِ هَذِهِ الْأَحَدِيثِ. What he means to say that is that what is within this narration that Malik hated for people to transmit certain hadiths, okay? Meaning the meaning within that, okay? And now he's describing al-ahadith al-lati yaqtadi. What does yaqtadi mean? Yaqtadi means implies. That would imply the zahiruha, which is the outward of the hadith, would seemingly imply at-tashbih. At-tashbih is likening Allah to a created thing, okay? You know, something with limits, something limited, something physical, something subjected to cause and effect, etc. Right? At tashbih. So, the meaning of this, of why he made inkar of it, is that وَإِعْظَامُهُ, and he's making a big deal. إِعْظَامُهُ is, the best way to say it is, he's making a big deal. And يُحَدَّثَ بِهَا, that people narrate with it. مَا رُوِيَ مِنْ. For example, Allah خَلَقَ آدَمَ عَلَى سُورَتِهِ. Allah created Adam on his own image. وَنَحْوِهَا, and the likeness of this, مِنَ الْأَحَدِيثِ, of the أَحَدِيثِ. فَالْمَعْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ, the meaning of all this, أَنَّهُ كَرِهَ أَن تُشَاعَ رِوَايَتُهَا. He hated that this be widespread, this narration. وَيَكْثُرُ التَّحَدُّثُ بِهَا. And that, this hadith to get repeated over and over, فَيَسْمَعُهَا الْجُحَالُ, such that the ignorant will hear it, لَا الَّذِينَ, those who, لَا يَعْرِفُونَ تَأْوِيلَهَا, they do not know the interpretation of it. تَأْوِيلَهَا here, this is the مَفْعُول بِهِ, مَنْصُوب, on the lam with a fatha. Okay? They do not know the interpretation of it, and this is the dhamir, ha. Okay? فَيَسْبِقُ إِلَى ذُنُونِهِمْ التَّشْبِيهُ بِهَا. And so their minds will drift off into thinking that Allah, into thoughts of tashbih. All of this doctrine is this, really you can say it's the second most important doctrine, which is known as At-Tanzih. Okay? At-Tanzih. And any utterance of Subhan, when we say Subhanallah, right? Or Subhan alladhi asra bi abdi. This Subhan is an expression of Tanzih. Okay? It is saying that Allah is free from everything that. The Subhanallah is actually a phrase, it's not a full sentence. Unlike Alhamdulillah, right? Praises be to Allah. Subhanallah is a phrase. It means Subhanallah amma yaqulun. Okay? So Subhanallah or yusabbihu Subhanallah. We praise or that Allah is free from any false quality. So Alhamd is praise, worthy qualities that Allah has, and Subhan is that Allah is free from bad qualities that people say that He has, right? Such that all the false religions with the errors that they make. So why is a tashbih such a dangerous thing is because it is known over time that any religion that views God as somebody who is in the world and in the universe, they eventually lose the respect of God. Because he's just somebody in this universe, right? He's in this universe, right? That's a problem. So Imam Malik really fought against this, as did all the four Imams. All right, let's go to the next reader. And I'll tell you right now which book this is from, since Jomo was asking. Next reader is Sayyid, you're up. Bismillah.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salaam wa rahmatullah.
Please bear with me, I'm a bit slow on this.
No problem.
Wasabiluha. Mm-hmm. Is that where we are? The very top?
Yes.
Wasabiluha ila sahati rawayatu biha an tata'awwala ala ma yasihu mimma yantafi biha anillahi tashbihuhu بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَلْقِهِ
مِنْ خَلْقِهِ
كَمَا يَصْنَعُ بِمَا جَاءَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَنِ الْمُتَوَاتِرَةِ وَالْآثَارِ مِمَّا يَقْتَدِي ظاهره التشبيه وهو كثير.
Okay, good. وسبيلها. السبيل is the way to interact with this. إذا صحت, that's if it's صحيح to begin with, الروايات بها, أن تتأول, that it's interpreted على ما يصح in a way that's correct. مما ينتفي بها عن الله التشبيه. تشبيهه بشيء من خلقه. In a way that's correct. What is the way that's correct? ما ينتفي بها عن الله تشبيهه بشيء من خلقه. The way that the correct interpretation will be the way that negates from Allah that He is anything like His creation. So, for example, how do we interpret this hadith? Well, we interpret this hadith by zooming out and looking at the entire hadith. What was the occasion in which Allah subhanahu and the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah created Adam on his image? Okay? The answer is that the Prophet was walking in the marketplace. Okay? And he saw a man be so angry with his son and slap his son in the face. Okay? So therefore, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Do ijtanib al-wajh, avoid the face, for verily Allah created Adam on his image." Whose image? The boy's image, right? So that's the interpretation that we say. Avoid the face because Allah created that face. Okay? He created the face. The eyes, two ears, nose. He created the face. Okay? He created Adam on the surah. Whose surah? The surah of the boy. Whose image? The image of the boy. So the his, the surah, he, the damir, is a'id, or returning back to the boy. Okay? Not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So that's called a ta'weed. The interpretation that does not involve tashbih. بِتَشْبِيهِ اللَّهِ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ, the likeness of Allah to His creation. كَمَا يَصْنَعُ بِمَا جَاءَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَنِ وَمُتُوَاتِرَةِ وَالْآثَارِ, just as we do with the Qur'an and the Sunan, al-Mu'tawatira, and the Athar is sayings of the Sahaba and the Salaf, مِمَّا يَقْتَضِي ظَاهِرُهُ التَّشْبِيهِ, which would seem to be tashbih. And you have narrations like this from even Sahaba, that they speak of Allah in such a manner that you would think it is a likeness of a body, right? Or limbs, or movement, or location. Okay? And therefore we do ta'awwal, right? Nata'awwaluha, right? We do ta'wil of those statements. Okay? We have time maybe for one more reader, and let's see who we have here. Now, Jomo, if you check, and everyone, I just sent you all this image, a JPEG image of this, then you can look at it and look at the translations. Sister Shadja, you're up.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Bismillah. Thumma sa'alahu ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa kayfa istawahu.
استواءه
فتأت مالك رأسه ساعة فرفع إليه رأسه فقال له سألت عن غيري مجهول وتكلمت في غير معقول ولا أراك إلا امرأة سوء أخرجه.
Good. This is a famous narration from Imam Malik. Now there are two actually, and one is the incorrect one, and this is the correct one, right? This is the correct narration about what Imam Malik said when a man, ثم سأله, not the same man, another man, Ar-Rahman, these are different sources. So this first one, these two, and this third one here, this is the third one. Three different sources, all the sources are down below. ثم سأله الرحمن على العرش استوى كيف استواءه. The merciful on the throne made istiwa. How did he make istiwa? فَتَأْطَأَ مَالِكٌ رَأْسُهُ. So, Malik put his head down. And now this, believe it or not, it can be marfu' or mansub, believe it or not, right? If you think about it logically, Malik put his head down. So, this could be that رَأْسَهُ, and it could be رَأْسُهُ, it could be both, right? Because you can understand it as both ways. Malik made his head go down, so his head is what's going down, or he put his head down. So either way, doesn't matter. سَاعَةً, okay? تَعْتَعْ رَأْسُهُ سَاعَةً, and that is ظَرْف زَمَان. We call this ظَرْف زَمَان, an expression of time. So it's منصوب. فَرَفَعَ إِلَيْهِ رَأْسُهُ, then he raised his head to the man, فَقَالَ لَهُ, and he said to him, سَأَلْتَ عَنْ غَيْرِ مَجْهُولٍ, you asked about like a word that is not unknown. We know what this word means. However, تكلمت في غير معقول. You've spoken about something that is rationally incomprehensible. So this idea that it's rationally incomprehensible, it's impossible, right? So this is the idea of what's quote-unquote impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's impossible for Allah ta'ala is not the right expression for us to use. The correct expression is that the omnipotence, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to things. Contradictions are non-things, right? So they don't apply. So therefore you cannot ask, can God remove himself from creation? Because that would go against the definition of God, which is the wajib al-wujud, which is that he exists by necessity. Or can God create a two-dimensional square circle, right? We say to you that that doesn't exist. In three dimensions, you can make a square circle, or it wouldn't even be a sphere, it would be a cubical sphere, right? But a square circle doesn't exist. A triangle with four sides does not exist, right? A two-dimensional triangle with four sides is a linguistic nonsense. It's it's complete contradiction. So therefore, when we say Allah is all-powerful, we mean things, right? We don't mean non-things, and this is a non-thing. The idea of Allah leaning or resting on a throne, this is impossible because Allah Ta'ala does not even have a location. And he has no need, right? If he rests on the throne, therefore he's not under the throne, so he's limited, right? And where was he before he created the throne? So that's why he says, غير معقول, it's impossible, right? It's rationally a nonsense, okay? وَلَا أَرَاكَ إِلَّا امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ. And I do not see you except as a wicked man. أَخْرِجُ, expel him. Remove him from the halaqah completely. Okay? And this is the translation. And each bullet point represents a different source. And the citation is all here. These are from Al-Dhahabi. Ibn Rushd al-Jadd. His book Al-Bayan wa-Tahseel. And Al-Qayrawani. Ibn Abi Zayd's Nawadir wa-Ziyadat. So, that's it for class today. I hope you all, inshallah, have improved in your Arabic one tick at least, and that's what we're doing, tick by tick by tick. No shortcuts in the Arabic language, but we got to do it in a way that's practical for working families and students. So that means that's our twice a week. So do not underestimate your twice a week sessions. Hopefully you can go and listen to recordings or listen to lectures. You know what, maybe I'll start sending you lectures to listen to, clips. And go to almaktaba.org and try to find something that's interesting to you, a subject that's interesting, and search, right? Use the search function to try to read things that, you know, are interesting to you. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you.
Thank you.